Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription. From Mamma Mia, hi, I'm Claire Murphy. Welcome to The Quickie, getting you up to speed daily.
Thanks so much. Welcome to the Oscars.
I'm Jon Stewart, and welcome to the 78th Annual Academy Awards.
Well, I'm here at the Academy Awards, otherwise known as the White People's Choice Awards.
Welcome to the 74th Annual Academy Awards.
Welcome to the 92nd Academy Awards Day. While some of us will sit through the hours-long event, others will catch up on the highlights later, but a lot of us will be glued to the part before the ceremony to see the amazing gowns the women and some men, yes, we're looking at you, Billy Porter, will wear as they grace the red carpet. But there's more to that dress and those shoes and the stunning jewels each actress is sporting. In that outfit is months of planning, wheeling and dealing with designers, and sometimes even cash changing hands to get the season's hottest star into your creation. Today, we look at the politics and the cutthroat tactics used to get red carpet ready on Oscars Day.
And the Oscar goes to Kate Blanchett.
And the Oscar goes to Halle Berry in Monsters Ball.
Now, you might not remember what some of these guys won their statue for. You might not remember what year it was or what movie they starred in, but more often than not, we remember what they were wearing that day. Halle Berry's amazing deep maroon floral mesh Ellie Saab creation, or Julia Roberts' incredible black Valentino gown with the white detailing and her hair in that gravity-defying updo. These dresses have become iconic, but there's so much more to putting together an awards season look than just liking a pretty gown. There's a ton of planning, stylists and designers going at it to get their client in that dress, and a whole bunch of politics going on behind the scenes to make sure the stars are walking the red carpet in the gown that will go down in history, one that will be seen by millions around the world. Jonathan Valdez is a fashion journalist and host of the Orange Juice and Biscuits podcast. Jonathan, how far out from Oscars night are these outfits being planned?
So planning for a dress for an actress really starts, like, I would say at least 2 months out minimum, because a lot of the stylists are out there looking for their clients, like, as soon as things hit the runways in September during New York Fashion Week and fashion weeks around the world. So I would really say people are start eyeing things and start collaborating even as far out as September for that perfect look, because a lot of people want things that are on the fresh off the runway that no one's going to get until the season in the stores coming up.
Now, I'm going to go ahead and presume that it's not a one-dress scenario. So an actress doesn't go, I just want to wear that dress and that's it. Stylists must pull in a whole stack before that decision's made.
Yes, they pull in racks and racks of dresses. And depending on the stylist and depending on the caliber of actress, you know, the A-list, the B-list, and then so forth and so on, stylists have their pick of the land. So it really depends on how big that actress is. But yes, tons of dresses, tons of fittings, and, you know, just to get that right one. And if you're the right stylist with the right designer, with the right actress, a lot of times you can get something custom made.
Is it always the stylists who are going out and sourcing these, or is it designers also reaching out to get an actress into their stuff?
So these actresses, a lot of them share the same stylist. So, you know, it's like if you were a recording label and you had different artists that you worked with, that's kind of similar with these stylists in the United States. They have three or four actresses that they work for. So it makes it a little bit easier for them to reach out. And it also goes the other way. A lot of the designers will have somebody that fits the look of the season or of that particular campaign or the vibe of what they've designed that year. And so they'll have their publicist reach out to the stylist to see if they can maybe do a collaboration or get some of the latest designs on the actresses for the Oscars. And they always want to do something that is either about to come out or that is a huge collaboration opportunity for marketing.
Does money ever exchange hands in these agreements? I've been trying to read up about it in my research, and it seems like a bit of a murky gray area about how much money might exchange hands. But does that happen?
It absolutely happens. And I can say with certainty, because I have experience in luxury public relations. And then also I have a lot of friends in the industry. So it really just depends on this deal. It used to be that it would just be something that, oh, I'm helping out X, Y, and Z actress because, you know, they need a dress for all of these awards. But now it's really become a pay to play situation where a lot of actresses will actually get paid to wear dresses for these particular events, especially the Oscars. Because if you think about how many millions of websites and news outlets that these photos go out to, it's really worth it for the brand to pay these people. Sometimes every now and then it'll be old school and it will be for free. Like if it's a friend or, you know, if a publicist really knows a stylist really well, and maybe there's an up and comer that not everyone's clamoring to dress, but a lot of times they do get paid. And then it also can be put in a contract. Like let's say a certain actress is the campaign girl for a certain designer, then they can also write in the contract that any award shows they go to, they'll have to wear that designer as well. Think of like J-Law with like Dior and things like that. Like she was wearing a lot of Dior, but she was also in the campaign as the campaign girl.
Does stylists get a cut of that money?
It depends. I've heard of situations where they will pay stylist to either present that to the actress. But the thing that I'm not clear on is if they make their clients aware. So not all stylists, that is kind of a gray area, but I know some brands have paid stylists to present their stuff to the actress.
How does it work if, say, two actresses have their eye on the same dress? How do they not end up on the carpet either wearing the same thing, or is there just a massive big old fight behind the scenes to get into it?
Well, the stylists are really the ones that are doing all of that fighting. But again, it really depends on how big your name is. Like if there's an exclusive dress that everyone wants, it's going to go to the biggest name. For instance, right now, Renee Zellweger is the favorite to win for Judy. And I'm sure she has her picking of whatever dress that she wants. And most PR people for these designers and the designer themselves are really good at making sure that two people don't wear the same dress for the same occasions.
What are the tips and tricks that you've heard of for these dresses on the day? Because some of them are worth a colossal sum of money and some of them are not car friendly, for example. What are some of the tips and tricks you've heard of for making sure the dress is at its best by the time it hits the red carpet?
Yeah, well, you know, speaking of the money, you know, there's a total cost of up to $10 million for an A-list actress to wear an Oscar ensemble. So that's $1.5 million for the average attendee and $266,000 for a first timer. For example, the cost of Cate Blanchett's 2014 Oscar attire was $18.1 million. Wow. And that's the most expensive in Oscar history. So depending on the dress and what it is, you know, there's people steaming. Sometimes people get sewn into their dresses. And there's people who, you know, obviously ride with them in the car, and you've seen someone who has like a big train or a cape where the stylist will actually walk onto the carpet and fluff it out for them to make sure those pictures are just right. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot of undergarments, shapewear. You know, it's a big time for the Spanx industry and things like that. There's all these wires and people getting like squeezed in these dresses, sewn into these dresses, you know, fluffed and puffed and steamed and making sure that it's just right for all of the paparazzi once they hit that red carpet.
And it's not just the dress, is it? Are the accessories, I mean, I know the dress is the hero of all of this, but are the accessories as hard fought over as the dresses are?
Absolutely. Again, that's a situation where some jewelry designers will pay the actress to wear, you know, and I've had people who have been friends that are publicists that at the time they weren't paying actresses and they actually found it hard to place that jewelry on them because so many people were doing the pay to play at the time. But the interesting thing with the jewelry is that, you know, all of these publicists go out to LA during award season and they set up these appointments at hotels with these actresses. And then they are accompanied by armed guards. So they actually wait out in the hallway until their time is called. And then they go in with their armed guard, lay out the jewelry, and the stylist and the actress try them on with what they're planning on wearing for the evening.
Do they ever get accompanied to the Oscars by armed guards if they're wearing bazillions of dollars worth of jewels?
100%. A lot of actresses, if you pay attention to the red carpet interviews, they'll be like, my guard's over there. My guard's over there. I'm wearing millions of dollars worth of jewels. And I was escorted by a guard. Like, you have to, for insurance purposes, especially if you're loaning them out. And yes, a lot of the people that you see in the background, there's publicists and people running the show behind the scenes, but a lot of them is security. So there's heavy security detail Oscars night.
So what does it mean for a designer to get their dress seen on Oscars Day? Former fashion editor, journalist, and web publisher Paula Joy knows it can be career-defining for some.
It's almost like getting an award yourself. It's as special as achievement in film. It's achievement on the red carpet. It is not easy to get even nominated for a potential dress on a red carpet. So to actually make it is a very big deal.
Does it actually turn into something of monetary value for them? Will it sell more dresses to see it on the red carpet?
I think in some cases it absolutely can. Certainly with bigger brands and bigger houses like Dior or Gucci or Chanel, people can buy into that dream, not at that couture level, but they could buy a bag or sunglasses or a fragrance, and that definitely does add to the cachet of the brand. For a smaller designer, it can absolutely mean that their name's on the map and perhaps people turn to them more for special occasion dressing. But unfortunately, fast fashion has sort of taken a lot of that monetary reward away from the designer because there's knockoffs being sewn of Oscar dresses before they're really even out of their limos.
Who are some of the Aussie designers who've managed to make their way all the way to the top of the award season?
Colette Dinigan has dressed quite a few in her day. I remember she always said that the feeling that first time when she got her first red carpet, her first Oscar moment was just, it was unparalleled for her. But she was buying something really pedestrian. She was at the supermarket buying toilet paper or something when that happened. Alex Perry is loved in Hollywood. And Stephen Khalil has dressed a Kardashian. You can't do much better than that.
I don't know about you, but when I go to a party, my outfit doesn't always come out looking the same as it went in. What happens if an actress wrecks a dress?
Oh, she probably gets sent a bouquet and a new car and a pony and a unicorn. They just don't care. That's part of it. And in most cases, the actress would probably be offered to keep the dress. It would go into their personal archive. Some of them are returned, but they would be forgiven.
From Angelina's right leg in Atelier Versace to Gwyneth's white Tom Ford cape and Jennifer Lawrence's upstairs trip in Dior, there are so many iconic dresses of the past that we will never forget. And right now in LA, there's an actress putting on the gown that will be added to that list and become part of Oscar's history.
Well, apparently that wraps up the 91st Academy Awards. I would like to say congratulations to all the nominees and good night to Bradley Cooper's mother and my children. And thank you for watching.
That's all for The Quickie today. For more, head to mamamia.com.au/The Quickie. This episode was produced by Melanie Tate with audio production by Ian Camilleri.